Well, good afternoon, everybody. This is the second Thursday of the month, so you must be listening to Waste Matters on the Air, KMUZ 88.5 and 100.7 FM, the show that trashes waste and how to prevent it. I'm your host, Alan Pennington, a waste reduction coordinator of the Marion County Environmental Services, and I'm here in the studio today with my guest, Reed Carlson, who is the recycling marketing coordinator for the Mid-Valley Garbage and Recycling Association. You may not know about that organization, but you're going to find out about it today. But as many of you may remember, I, Alan Pennington, who is the Waste Reduction Coordinator for Marion County, head up the Marion County's Earthwise program, which is a free program for businesses or nonprofits who wish to explore ways to reduce waste and conserve resources and hopefully save some money while they're at it. Earthwise also has a certification program for those organizations that if they want to be certified and they take the appropriate steps, they can get certified. And those would be the steps would be things like recycling, waste reduction, energy, water conservation, green purchasing, etc. And since I head up the Earthwise program and I have a radio show, I pretty much combine the two to bring you people, I think that you'll agree with me, interesting people and businesses who just happen to be Earthwise certified. Because let's face it, not every organization, profit or nonprofit, are trying their best to be environmentally sustainable as they can be. The cool thing about Earthwise certified businesses is that they have a third-party certification, US, that says they are doing certain things, such as buying recycled content, copy paper, turning their lights off. I mean, just all these things that would help them reduce their waste stream and their environmental footprint. So these organizations are very helpful and have a place, an environmental place in the world. So that brings me to my guest today, who is Reed Carlson, who is has the new position of the outreach marketer person for Mid-Valley Garbage and Recycling Association, which is also an Earthwise certified business. Welcome, Reed. Thanks for coming in today.
Thanks for having me.
Reed, there's a lot of people who don't know you, and they need to know you because you are now the public face for this organization. So tell us, Reed, where are you from and how did you get here?
Well, I'm from Vancouver, Washington, although I was living down in Corvallis when I was going to school. So that's a recent update is I graduated from Oregon State University in 2017, where I earned my Bachelor's of Science in Sustainability and a Bachelor's of Science in Business Administration. So that was a really exciting time where I was in the marching band, and I still like to go down and watch the Beavers lose quite often.
Now, that sounds to me like you enjoy them losing, or is it just because that's what you've experienced while you were down there?
Well, that seems to be the only thing that happens down there, but I love them nonetheless. School spirit's required in the marching band, so yeah. I never lost it.
So what did you play in the marching band?
I played the trumpet.
Oh, you know what? You're going to have to come on the show sometime and play, Fresh Garbage, the intro song or something. I don't know.
I'll have to start practicing for sure.
So, Reed, you work for the Mid-Valley Garbage and Recycling Association. And again, this is a very important organization. At least in my world, it's a very important organization. And I think it should be in a lot of people's minds. So tell us, what is this association?
Yeah, so the Mid-Valley Garbage and Recycling Association was formed in the 80s, and it was formed by the franchised haulers of Marion County. Their purpose is to cooperate and share the best practices to provide the best service, which I feel is pretty unique and special and really nice to see. So it was, like I said, designed to unify the face of the haulers. So for example, whenever I go to events or presentations like this, I represent the haulers. And since each of the haulers have drivers and customer service force as their main employees, it's really important to have someone who can come out and speak. And I always like to invite the haulers and let them know what I'm doing. But it's really important to make sure that we're educating people about recycling. So the association was formed to unify that message across Marion County, because while everybody is a different organization, it's really important to send the same message because we're all recycling the same materials.
Yes. And I think it's important to know how many actual garbage haulers are there, companies are there in Marion County?
So there are 8 franchised haulers in Marion County.
Yes. And it's kind of unusual in Marion County. For example, there are multiple garbage haulers in a lot of other places, particularly in Portland area. I mean, there's just, I don't know, one time there was something like 40 or 50 or 60, I don't know, some crazy number of garbage haulers. But in Marion County, we have a different system. We have something called flow control. And the flow control basically directs the haulers have their, where they have a franchise, they also have a particular route that they control when they have that. And so they are responsible for that section. And my personal read with the garbage haulers is that everybody there at that table that you're at when you meet with them is very concerned about what they do and really care about their job. I was always impressed by the high level of professionalism, and they're just generally pretty nice darn people, pretty darn nice people, I should say, to work with. So my hat's off to them. It's a good organization. So I think you found a home.
Oh, absolutely. I felt welcomed from the very first day. That was a pretty exciting time in the recycling biz, as we'll probably talk about. But in this entire field of materials management has been so welcoming to me as a whole. So it's been exciting to become more of a part of that.
Yes. Well, you hit the nail on the head there when you said you came on as an exciting time, because we were just talking about a Master Recycler class, which is a program that we operate to train volunteers about all facets of the solid waste system here in Marion County. And this recent change in the recycling rules and being in the newspaper, where Statesman Journal has helped keep us in the newspaper or keep us busy trying to respond to things that were reported. But it has really piqued people's interest. And our recent Master Recycler class, which has never happened before, filled, and once we announced that we were going to have it, filled in 3 days, which is just amazing. And we can talk about that at another time. But your association that you work for, they get together and they talk about, you know, garbage and recycling issues, because but another thing that people may not be aware of is that when the haulers go out to their various places, they also kind of bring it back to the same place. They're directed, if it's possible, they're directed to take their garbage to the incinerator, the Covanta Waste Energy Facility in Brooks, which is where your place is there. You want to give people the address of where the association is? Or do you remember the street address? I don't.
We're at 3680 Brook Lake Lane.
Yeah.
And that's in Salem address, but it's right by Brooks. That's correct.
Yeah. So it's just as you're going on the freeway, it's on the west side of the freeway.
Yes.
And it's an interesting place, because besides, you know, powwowing about the various issues going on and trying to, you know, make sure that customer service is across the board, you guys also deal with some recovery of, like, construction debris.
That's correct.
And have been for some time. So do you want to throw a little light onto that as to what that means?
So that's the Marion Resource Recovery Facility, and that was opened in around 2000-2001 area. And that was when the haulers sort of understood that there is a need to recover material from, like you said, construction and demolition sites. And that material was traditionally designated for landfills. But what we're trying to recover there is cardboard, wood, metal, concrete, and sheetrock. And all of these are then recovered instead of being directly sent to the landfill.
And that has a huge impact. In fact, you guys have been doing such an amazing job there that it's really had a very positive, where we get in the numbers game of how much of it we've recycled. You guys have really pulled back a lot, because that, when you look at tons, everything you mentioned there, weighs a lot, right? Yeah, I mean, especially concrete, wood, and just all these materials that that you guys sort and try to find a home for, which is a plus because, you know, anything that we can reuse, think about the three R's, reusing stuff is very important. Recycling stuff is very important. So, Reed, this is a brand new position. And what is your job description? I mean, what do they have you do when you say outreach? What does that mean? What are you doing with your 8 hours a day or more?
Yeah, so like you said, it's a lot of outreach. We want to make sure that the haulers are represented whenever we're talking about recycling in Marion County. So I'm trying to go out to the schools, neighborhood association, clubs, groups. I also make a lot of education material. So when the program changed, we had to update a lot of the material that we were distributing to customers or any sort of guide. And then I also run sort of some small or large projects. For instance, we're doing a recycled art calendar. We're working with Marion County and having students from K through 12 in Marion County send in art, and we make a calendar out of that and distribute it to people. And it's really exciting. It's ending this Friday, but we've got some fantastic art. And I'm also going to be working with DARE, and I do some audits as well.
That's a lot. So if somebody wanted you to come to maybe do a presentation, because we do get a lot of calls, for example, from neighborhood associations, particularly in the Salem-Kaiser area, that more than we can handle. How about if they want to go directly to you to get you to come in and do that, how would they reach you?
Well, you'd be able to call the Mid-Valley Garbage and Recycling Hotline and ask for a speaker. And that'll be on the website, of course. But
and what is that website?
That is Mr. MR, which is Mr. is MR Recycle. No. I've got all the different websites mixed up. So it's mrtrashrecycles.com, and that's our association's website.
Okay, so Mr. MR.
Yes.
Mr. Garbage Recycles?
Mr. Trash
Oh,
Recycles.
Sorry. I blew it. MrTrashRecycles.com.
Yes.
That's how we reach Reed. Okay? I always found that giving away phone numbers on the air doesn't work, but I think giving websites does.
Yes. So and our my number will be listed on there. And I really like going out and speaking to any sort of group about recycling because there is a lot of misunderstanding right now and confusion, and people are pretty passionate about recycling, especially in Marion County. So it's really exciting to go out there and be face-to-face with people and explain to them what's going on. So.
And you've done quite a few events since you ain't even been here a year, and you've been doing public events. There was a big day up in Donald, and there was something in Silverton over weekend events. So do those go pretty well? I mean, you find that people are approachable as far as coming, wanting information from you or allowing you to give them information?
Absolutely, yeah. I really think people care about recycling and want to make sure that they're doing it right. So whenever I'm invited out, I understand that people want to learn more. So just helping them and listening to what they're confused about has really helped me understand what's going on in Marion County and why people have a harder time understanding about what we're trying to portray to everybody. But getting face-to-face, like I said, is a much easier way. And I wish there was a way to be able to speak to everybody in Marion County all at once and show them certain items. But we try and do the smaller groups first and hopefully make sure that they can educate the people that they interact with properly. And that's really our goal.
Well, I think if the federal government can make everybody's cell phone in the United States go off at the same time. Maybe, no, I don't think it's going to happen. Never mind. If you just tuned in, you're listening to Waste Matters on the Air, KMUZ at 88.5 and 100.7 FM. I'm Alan Pennington. I'm speaking with Reed Carlson, Recycling Marketing Coordinator for the Mid-Valley Garbage and Recycling Association. So, Reed, earlier on we touched on your the historical moment in time that you got hired to work with the Garbage and Recycling Association, who we often refer to as the Haulers Association. And when you started your job, it was it was the dam burst as far as recycling markets were, and it really forced us to change things. So knowing, you know, you got hired during a certain period, and then all of a sudden it was, everybody was in the news for good or bad for some time there. How did that affect you as far as your expectations about your job, and then also just, you know, how did it feel if you feel like you were going to be able to work, to do that, do the work that they wanted you to?
Yeah, so I thought it was a fantastic time to get into the industry. And it being the first real job I've had out of college, it was really exciting, but also terrifying at times. So being on those phone calls with people who are really passionate about recycling really set me up to try and understand people better. And I like to say I grew with the changes. So I didn't have to sort of relearn recycling like some people are having to do in Marion County. I just got to grow with the new program and help people. So instead of educating people about recycling, I've been doing a lot of my presentations about the changes in recycling. And that helps people understand sort of what was removed and what was never allowed, because that can be often confused very often.
What do you think? What do you think you feel like is your top question to you, like going, what do we do with this item? I know I have my top question. What is yours?
Well, we get a lot of questions about whether an item is a bottle or a jug. And that can be difficult to answer at times. I like when people email me a picture of a certain container, and then it can be hard to explain what a container is over the phone. So emailing it to me is really easy because I can see what you're talking about. And the best answer we have for that is when this opening is smaller than the base itself, or if it has a handle. Those are typical jugs, and the necks is sort of where that smaller opening is. So,
yeah, hey, that's a very common question. I typically get the more political social question is, why can't we do that here? Why can't we just recycle it all here? And that is not an easy answer, because you have to go through and talk about the history of how recycling markets developed around the world over the last 20 or 30 years. So that's a tough one. That's the one I find the most difficult, because it's very laborious to explain that. Recently, particularly this summer, there have been a lot of stories in the media about garbage fines. And I know you don't work for any individual hauler, but all of them. But, you know, just how would the average person out there avoid a fine? What is it, you know, what do they have to do to avoid that?
So we want to make sure people are recycling right. And when items that have never been allowed in the mixed recycling roll cart, like styrofoam or plastic bags, that's when we assess these contamination fees. And the fees have been established for some time, and they were designed for any time that an item is put into the recycling stream and it might incur a cost to remove that item. And so that's where that fee was designed to do, and that's what the haulers are using it for. So we share a responsibility with the customers for what gets sent to the processors, and I don't want to talk for the processors, but they were built and designed to sort recycling and not remove garbage. So recycling right and making sure we keep the items that are not allowed out and in the garbage can, and the first fee is typically waived when you communicate with your hauler, because we want to make sure that the people who want to recycle right are learning how to do so. If they've made a mistake in the past, then we want to make sure that you're not punished for that first fee, and we can send education material. A lot of times the haulers will send me if they feel it would be better to explain them in person. And I have a few items that I like to bring out and show people what goes in and what stays out. So,
yeah, and I think it's also important that people know that it's, you know, if they make one little mistake, it's probably not going to result in a fine, but it's a lot of these people I mean, there's been some people who put some very egregious, you know, diapers, dirty diapers, and large objects that certainly are not, you know, bags of plastic bags, things that just absolutely create all sorts of problems for the material recovery facilities, the places that actually sort through all that recycling. Because if it's contaminant and they have to slow down their lines, then it's a problem, because it cuts into what little money they make for those recyclables, and then also, and they got a big garbage bill. But I did hear from Garten Services that they have noticed that there has been an uptick, or I should say a downtick, in contamination. So that's a good sign. That means that people are being more careful and starting to pay attention to what they're putting into the recycle bins. And that's a victory, because I think people in Marion County, like you said, really want to do the right thing. One of the other things that the association does, Reed, is the that we hadn't touched on, was the medical and sharps containers portion, the Marion Environmental. You want to talk about that?
Yeah, so it's a pretty useful facility or process, because the biohazard material is obviously very dangerous, and we want to make sure that that is disposed of properly in Marion County. And we have two trucks that go around to pick up these biohazard boxes at clinics, doctor's offices, and fire departments. And from there, they get collected and then sent to be disposed of at the Covanta burner. And that ensures that any sort of biohazard material is staying out of the regular waste stream and making sure that it's safely disposed of at the burner properly.
Right. And that's a, you know, it's an important one. In fact, it's a great service, because it requires a special handling, and it's more labor intensive. But there's also another one that we should think about is needles, because there's an awful lot of people who have to self-inject. You know, you think of diabetics and other people that are taking long-term use of that have to have needles and have to have syringes around. You guys also, the haulers also work with that. So you want to tell us how that works?
Yeah, so that would be a program that you contact your local hauler or contact us. We have a hotline that answers any question that we possibly can. Whenever we receive questions about who my hauler is, then we can quickly look that up and direct you. Or if you just have questions about recycling in general, we can answer that for you. And it's always really important to contact your local hauler about any questions. Sharps and bulky waste is another great one that people don't often associate with the haulers, but if you call them, they can help you out with removing some of those larger items that don't fit in the garbage cart.
Yeah, so people, you're thinking like couches and
yes,
the giant refrigerator in the backyard.
Refrigerators are handled a bit differently because they do have that Freon, but
yes.
If you call them, they'll be able to tell you how to dispose of that properly.
Well done, Reed. I was tossing you one out there. That was a good one. Because yeah, that's anything that's got Freon on it, it has to be handled differently. Well done. And so again, just we know that when we talk about sharps, we're talking about needles. That's jargon. That is working jargon among the garbage and waste people and recycling people here. Reed, what else did we miss here, bud? What else should we have mentioned about your position? We're just about out of time.
I really just want to reiterate about how much I enjoy getting the opportunity to come out and speak to anybody, whether it's here, Rotary clubs, the schools. It's really a good time to interact with the community, and I'm new to Marion County, so it's been a great opportunity and time to do so.
Mm-hmm. And can you reiterate one more time how people can reach you?
Yeah, so if you go to our website, mrtrashrecycles.com, you'll be able to find my email and my phone number on there.
Excellent. All right. Well, I'd like to thank our guest, Reed Carlson, for sharing his time and knowledge with us today. You've been listening to KMUZ, reaching parts of Marion, Polk, and Linn counties via 88.5 FM and deep into Soul Central, Salem, and Kaiser on 100.7 FM. And I hope that you'll join us for our next show here on KMUZ when Waste Matters on the Air comes back on October 25th. We're always here on the second and fourth Thursday of every month at 1 p.m., where we'll talk trash and waste to avoid it with another fabulous episode by recycling and waste and artistic guru Jessica Ramey, as she takes on another fabulous episode of Waste Matters on the Air. And, of course, KMZ.org has a website with podcasts of all of our shows and many others. You can visit by going to KMZ.org, or you can visit mcrecycles.net to find them on our website. But that would just be our own shows here. And so you could get a whole bunch of you could just binge on waste reduction podcasts until your heart is fulfilled, breaks almost, bursts from knowledge. And as always, we'd love to hear from you. You can always check us out on Facebook or YouTube. Just search Marion County Environmental Services, and it will pop up. Okay? So, as an old Roman philosopher once chiseled, unless it's peace and quiet, if you don't need it, don't buy it.